everybody. It's your girl, Alonda Brooks, and I am the host of I Am Becoming, and you are now tuned in to I Am Becoming Talk Radio. Our topic for today is antibodies. I don't know who this message is for, but it blessed me. I'm going to use it to bless you, too. Well, you've made a conscious decision to change your life and shift away from people, places, and things that no longer serve you, or what I call the antibody, right? Your mind, spirit, and life will develop antibodies. Listen, I get it. I have constantly walked this road of not allowing the antibody to affect my mood, my journey, or my spirit, because my becoming is far, far, far too important to my legacy to allow it to derail the work that I've done. But most of all, the work that God has done in me. I have to tell you that God's promise was not that weapons wouldn't form, but that he wouldn't let them prosper. Let me break it down for you. What's an antibody? An antibody is a product that is produced by the immune system in response to the presence of a foreign substance called an antigen. In theory, see, the antibody, if you will, as your past mistakes, hurt, trauma, and failure. They also produce antibodies that recognize and latch onto the antigens in order to remove them from the body. Visualize, in layman's terms, antibodies are the rainbow after you've survived the storm. Your peace, your healing that come out of it. Now, the antibody in your life will be anything in your life that now goes against what you currently stand for. Some would say also, if you will, they call the antibodies a boundary. What is important to have for you to keep yourself safe? I want you to find peace in the fact that you have survived your past and that anytime it tries to form against you, to not let fear rule you because you have developed antibodies that will fight off anything you have already survived. So you can be free to walk in your wholeness and continue in your change narrative. After we come back from the break, I'm going to give you some tips to stay free. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at the lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
Hey, everybody. It's Alonda Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. Hey, and we're back. Thank you for coming back from break with us. You are listening to I Am Becoming. I am your host, Alonda Brooks. And before we went to break, I was getting ready to get into the tips about how to stay free, i.e. how to maintain your antibodies from your past. Number one, prayer. Prayer is so powerful. I don't know whom and what you believe or whoever you pray and believe to. Some people don't believe in prayer. Sometimes they just believe in a higher power. Whatever that looks like for you, prayer is for me. Number two, personal development. Personal development is everything that I Am Becoming is about. To constantly be growing your mind, your body, and your spirit and moving and projecting forward, right? How you can develop personal development, you can read a book. One great book that I'm reading now is called The Moses Code by James Tymon. It teaches you about the power of manifestation that Moses had. And also, self-development looks like learning a new trade, a skill, starting a savings account if you've never been a saver. It can look multiple different ways, correct? Number three, shift your mindset. Shift your mindset. Shifting your mindset is so important to your becoming because, you know, I always talk about the generational junk, correct? Everything that has been put on you or you've been born into. Shifting your mindset helps you prepare the ground to till the land. Like, also about that, right? So oftentimes we don't want to shift our mindset because it becomes over. We allow it to overwhelm us. So one thing that I love, I always refer to farming, right? Because farming is so dope in the concept of, you know, it can be overwhelming when you look at a lot of acres, right? And I feel like acres represent how we look at life. We think that we have to do so much right now, or we look at the length or the width of a goal, right? And we're like, that's too much. Like, I don't know if my life, how it looks right now, I can accomplish that goal. But the thing about farming, and this is how I shifted my mindset to accomplish goals. Even though it's a lot of acreage, right? Farmers deal with the crop as a whole, but they deal with it each individual row, right? And then from each individual row, they deal with each individual stock or each individual thing that they have planted, correct? Because when those doubts and those fears try to creep up, which we'll call the weed, they can extract it before it has time to poison the whole entire crop, right? So shifting your mindset is so important because things will try to creep in, but if you don't focus on shifting your mindset and you don't intentionally practice that, right? It's just like when you work out. You can get to your goal weight, but if you don't continue to eat healthy, you don't continue to push your body beyond where you reach that goal weight, you will not be able to maintain it. So shifting your mindset is so key and so important. And really, it probably should have been number one on my list. So make sure you shift that and make that number one on your list. Shift your mindset with words of affirmation. You can redecorate your house to shift the energy in your atmosphere. It could also be shift how you speak to yourself internally. How you talk to others will also help you shift your own personal energy. I remember a woman, you know, she has a twin sister. Shout out to Catrell and Catrice, right? She has this thing where she refers to other women as queens, right? And it's like, it's such a small thing sometimes, but I noticed how when she says that or she speaks over another woman, right, how she embodies that as well as how she carries herself. And it also, when I see her refer to other women, and even when she refers to me, it shifted me. So I began to implement certain things into how I spoke to others because I realized how important it was into shifting my mindset and shifting the environment around me as well. Number four, change something about yourself. It could be physical, it could be mental, it could be spiritual. You can get fit, change your eating or sleeping habit. Sleep is so important. I know I'm a night owl, so I know like how far I can go. Changing something about yourself is also about self-awareness as well. Knowing what is your limit? How far can you go? Was this something even as simple as how long can I go without eating in a day or in between meals before I become somebody that I don't care to represent, right? Those things seem so small, but they're so important to your becoming and changing the trajectory of the things that you've already survived from your past. You can change what you're watching, what you're intaking into your body. Man, the mind is so powerful, right? And the eye gate or the window to the mind, right? So I've noticed too over the years, sometimes when you watch certain things on TV, you begin to embody those things that you're watching and it shows up in your countenance as a person. So change what you're watching and also what you're wearing. When you look good, you feel good. Five, get an accountability partner to remind you of your goal and to check on your progress, to remind you to check your progress. Now, this can be a tricky one right here because you have to get an accountability partner that also safeguards your personality, but also provides a bit of a challenge for you to also shift from your comfort zone. So you have to kind of do an interview when you're picking an accountability partner. So I have a coach who's also my my big sister, and she holds me accountable, right? And she also can, she is someone who I trust to speak over my life. And also I can take hearing the harsh realities from because she gets me. She's my person, right? So you have to find your person to hold you accountable. 6, stop. And I'm going to say this twice. Stop sleeping on your worth, i.e. your talents, your dreams, and your goal. Go for that idea. Start that business. I will tell you a full transparency moment, right? How God tends to move in my life is things are not always the conventional way with me. A lot of times God will give you, he will never put more on you than you can bear, right? Or what you can handle. So he deals with each of his children differently. And if you're a parent, you understand if you have multiple children, you love all your kids, but you deal with them differently, correct? Because they all need something different and they all can handle something different. So I want you to stop sleeping on your worth, because I was definitely a person who used to sleep on my worth, my dreams, and my talents, because I used to feel like, okay, if this doesn't happen, I was living to what I felt like would be accepted from other people. But what I want to appeal to you and let you know is the only acceptance that matters is self-acceptance and God's acceptance, right? And I want you to stop sleeping on your worth. Activate your talent, activate your dreams, go for those goals that are lingering in your thoughts and that are showing up in your countenance, and you're like, oh, I wanna do this, I wanna do that. Activate. You don't always have to have the money to start. You don't always have to have the resources or the knowledge, but you have to start. It's never not a time to become. It's never not. Like, it's becoming is a continuum. And you can start at any moment, at any time. 7, write your vision down so you can track your progress. Also, journal it and be consistent with it. Because here's the thing. Some things, I'm a living witness to this. I grew a brand in a year, right? And I was like, dang, I really want to still do this. I still want to do that. But this, I'm a person that I love to take pictures of things, right? So when I started to take pictures and things started to roll up in my memory, you know, you used to look back a year ago, I was like, wow, I have come very far with this brand. Even thinking like, okay, well, I don't have it all tweaked out or all the kinks ironed out, but I had accomplished so much in that year. But that was something that my coach held me accountable to. He said, celebrate every grain of sand that rolls into a pebble, that rolls into a rock, okay? Because a rock is solid. And that's something I could leave you with. 8, don't be afraid to cut out anything, anybody, any place, anything that will pose itself as a hindrance to your becoming. It is far too important. And if you've been rocking with me since the beginning of this podcast journey, you have done the work. I'm confident that you've done the work. And even before you got to me, I'm sure that you've done work that it even appealed to you. So don't let anybody hinder your becoming. 9, take a daily self-awareness. It's important to your becoming. You have to be self-aware. You have to be able to say the hard things to yourself that are uncomfortable to continue to challenge you. You have to do self-assessment. Else an accountability partner will be for naught. You have to take those notes from that safe person, and you have to make sure that you're holding yourself daily accountable to become. 10, most important thing that I will leave you with, right? Remember that I and rooting for you to become. Remember to follow me on Instagram at I Must Become One for your daily motivation and inspiration. You can also email me. I would love to be your accountability partner, and I would also love to be your coach and to motivate you in your becoming. Email me at imustbecome1@yahoo.com. And most importantly, don't forget to meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. And hey, if you love what I'm putting down here, bring a friend. Don't meet me here. Meet me here. I love you. Peace and blessings.